So joining me now is the Racing Post Trophy winning jockey for the third consecutive year, Andrea Atzeni. Andrea, did you ever think you'd win three Racing Post trophies, I've got to ask you?
No, I didn't. No. I was, I didn't think I was going to win the Racing Post Trophy today, put it that way. He was very brave, and he's a nice horse, and fair play to Peter and all the team at home. And it's great to ride him, a Group 1 winner.
And he was the outside of the race, as big as 50-1 this morning, got backed into 33-1. You said there, did you really not think you had a chance to win him?
I thought he'd run well. I'd never ridden the horse before, so I didn't know much about him. I saw him winning the Newcastle, he walked quite well, but he's very hard to come from a Newcastle maiden to a Group 1. And we thought, obviously, the Gosden horse was pretty good. I looked at the race here, whether he was unlucky or not, and the Brian horse as well, Deville. So I thought if I could finish third behind them, it'd be like a winner. But to win the race is actually great.
You said it there, it took a massive step up, winning at Newcastle, to come and win it in a Group 1. And he stepped up really well.
Yeah, it did, yeah. No, look, as soon as he got a bit of a daylight, he picked up well. He won like a nice horse.
And do you think in future he's going to be one to run with a bit of cutting the ground?
I'd say he's probably better off on cutting the ground. Whether he has to cut the soft ground, I don't know. But he's obviously, as we can see there, quickened up well on that ground. So you'd think he's a lot better on that ground.
And I've got to ask you as well, as I say, three Racing Post trophies, two St Ledger. For the second consecutive year, you won the St Ledger and Racing Post trophy. How does that feel as a jockey? You must be on cloud nine.
Yeah, no, it feels great. It feels great. You know, it's another Group 1. And like I said, to do it for Peter, it was a bit special. I think he's a great man and a great trainer.
Andrea, thank you very much for your time. And the best of luck for the rest of the remaining season.